This is Bob Brunello. This is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. A shocking report for the County Health Department. It has nothing to do with COVID-19. It deals with overdose deaths, and in 2020, there were a record number of them. 37 county residents lost their lives, almost double the number for 2019. 23 men and 14 women. That's a 250% increase for women. Now, most were the result of fentanyl, and most happened in the victims' homes. The county is doing something about it. Their overdose committee is offering a lunch and learn coming on next month. They're going to address their findings, number one, and hopefully come up with a plan to stop this dangerous trend. Page two, Newsworthy has done it again. We learned that Chili's, well known for their baby back ribs, will be coming to Oshkosh. Their location will be on Keller Road near the old Shopko building. Senator Ron Johnson is speaking out against the vaccination mandates again. Either get that jab or lose your job. The senator tweeted, "All through the pandemic, healthcare workers voluntarily exposed themselves to COVID-19. Many are now immune. Wisconsin hospitals are risking losing untold years of experience with their vaccination mandates." We'll have more on the vaccination mandates coming up on Thursday. We told you a few weeks ago that T.J. Rogers, a California businessman, former Oshkosh resident, has purchased the Oshkosh Northwestern building in downtown Oshkosh. He's now looking for some help. TJ says he'd like input from the public on exactly what the building should be. Should it be apartments, maybe retail? There's a number of things under consideration. The Oshkosh City Council now looking at their budget. It could mean another 4% increase in your tax levy. Health insurance, again, is the culprit. It's driving up the budget. Your tax bill, by the way, will arrive sometime in early December. Winnebago County Sheriff John Motz has told us time and time again he has a hiring crisis. He can't find any deputies. He'll give a report to the county board later on today. Hopefully, they'll come up with a way to attract more law enforcement. That's Newsworthy for a Tuesday. We're back again here on the Chamber website on Thursday. We're sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, member FDIC. Have yourself a great day.